Blog Talk Radio.
Woke up in the club with a lot of girls, hang around my neck like diamonds and pearls. Me and my crew, we gonna rock the house, make your chick turn inside out. Wow, I just can't believe it, tonight's gonna be lots of cheating. No, you can't say I wanna see you leaving, I thought I was bad, but then she beat it.
Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Damn, come show me what you got. Hot, 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 hot.
Move that ass to the front and move it slowly to the back. Turn around down on the ground and make it clap, clap, clap.
Just like a porn star.
Can you hear me? I can.
Yeah, I can hear you.
What's the problem? I don't get what's going on.
Okay, my dashboard is completely dead. There's nothing.
Then it's your computer. It's not.
No, it's not my computer. Can you log in and do it from there? It was perfectly fine right before we started doing on. Everything else on my computer works. And I got it plugged into an Ethernet. It's not even on a Wi-Fi. And everything else works. Everything was in front of me. And then 3 minutes before the show, that's what just went down.
I think it's your computer, though. Your computer sounded like it froze. Because Angela just came right in and just did it.
Okay, so it's like, I don't understand, but I restarted my computer.
Yeah, I think it's your computer, though. It has to be. Because that's why I was saying your computer probably is yours. If it doesn't go, like when you restart it, your area can be down. It's no service. It's your computer. It's like your service of the internet.
But I'm on the internet. That's what I'm saying. I'm on Twitter.
Well,
I just tweeted.
Come on.
Having technical difficulties.
I don't know.
All right, so what's Angela doing on that side?
Angela, do your board say anything? Ange?
I can see everything on the board. They don't say anything. I can see all the, everyone on, so.
Okay, so if you guys just want to start up, Ange, if you can just start it up. Sorry, guys, technical issues. I don't know what's going on, so. Is Karen on the phone?
Yeah.
Okay, right. We have everybody on the phone. Everybody's there. Good. Okay, so sorry about that. I don't know what happened. It happens. It's a live show, and I'm not sure what happened, but okay, we're good, so.
All right, so cool. Just go ahead. Just put my mic on mute.
Yeah, are we just starting right away with no music, or I'm confused. We just starting right away? Right now?
No, we'll take a break and we'll just have some music.
Okay.
So hold on, because Angela's going to be doing it. She has to do it, so hold on. Okay,
here we go.
Hey, you need to be sleeping with me, Shawty.
I'll let your boy.
Come get with Young Dro.
Best stay smoking.
Hey, Dro, you know I ride all kind of pain.
Okay.
When you look in my pocket, you'll think you at the bank.
I got it.
Irene Chris, so you know that thing stains. Bright diamonds on my nigga, make it.
The best. The next, you my ex. I swear you try me on purpose. I swear we need a ref.
Okay.
But baby, I am a champion. Lay back, I'll ease all the stress. I hit it from the right, hit it from the left. Lick it from the right, lick it from the left.
I want myself a break. This nigga acting crazy. Bedroom like a boxing ring. At each other's necks all day. Smoking all day. Trying to get you to stay. Kissing all up on my face. Keep trying to call me babe. It's war with the roses, I hate you, I love you, I fight you, then fuck you. Sometimes I can feel like you really my nigga, but then I might fuck you. The way that we kissing, the way that you fight it, remind me of Tyson. I'm heated, but I need it, I'm up in here like. We up in here like. We up in here like. Champion. We up in here like.
Rocky.
Hey! Pound for pound, Frazier Ali. Need to pay-per-view, what I'm about to do. Boy, so gone, free me your name. I'm so glad that you came. Get it? Glad that you came. Get it? Glad that you came. Get it? It's war with the roses. I hate you, I love you, I fight you, then fuck you. Sometimes I can feel like you really my nigga, but then I'm like, fuck you. The way that we kissing, the way that you fight it, remind me of Tyson. Yeah, I'm heated, but I need it. We up in here like. We up in here like. We up in here like.
Rocky.
Hey! Look, young Bob like Rocky Balboa. I knock it out for the first round over. I'm a smoker, I'm a stoner, I'm a stroker. I got a belt, I got the title, I'm a holder. Got what you want, got what you need. Huh, I got the size, I got the speed. She hit the bell, I hit the ring. She throw it back, I bob and weave. I bob and weave. Now she rocking on top of me. Baby, please don't stop for me. No tapping out, no time for sleep. You know what I mean, you know what I bring. I'm a Scorpio, you know what I swing. When I hit it from the right, hit it from the left. Scream it in my ear, she gon' leave me there.
So LA with it, I'm just so LA
L-A-T-L.
With it. Wake you up so I can put
in your face, nigga.
Damn.
Get it up, baby. I just wanna play with it.
Bring it.
Let me play
back.
With
bring
it.
It. Bring
let me.
Bring
we
it
up
back.
In here like. We up in here like.
LA, by the way, me the J, I'm so Atlanta, she so LA. I ain't trying to be cocky, babe, but I beat it up like Rocky, babe.
Ooh,
oh
good
my
evening.
God, you guys.
Sorry about the technical difficulties.
Yes, that was me the J, you guys. Beat it up
that
like
was...
Rocky.
Well, good evening, you all, you horny motherfuckers. Welcome to the Truth Front and Back. Better late than never.
Yes.
On the Dollhouse
Better
Radio, I'm your host, Desiree DeLuca. Tonight I have with me this my sexy Karen Fisher and the lovely India Morale.
Yes. Ooh. Hello.
Hey.
So we're late a little bit today. Well, actually, we're not late. It's a live fucking show. So we had some difficulties, but we are here, and we definitely appreciate you guys for tuning in tonight right here on Dollhouse Radio. So, yeah, we got a good show tonight, girls, right?
Yes, we do.
Absolutely.
Yes.
We have Alex Chan, India Morale. Yeah, it's going to be a fun night.
Yeah.
And we're going to talk about the awards last Saturday, the XRCO. That
yes.
was very interesting. And a lot of drama.
It was the day started with total drama. It was drama from like the beginning. I don't know if you want to tell Desiree or if you want me to tell the whole fiasco.
Well, we have only like 5 minutes before our guest calls in, but briefly.
We'll just say it real quick.
Briefly, I flew in for the event, and some fucking idiot took my bag that started off my whole fucking day. So I had to go to the mall, find a new dress, new shoes, get my makeup done, and then, Karen, you could tell them where we got dressed at.
Well, I'm the one who picked her up from the airport, so
yes,
and
thank you so much.
You know, I didn't have time to go and get my hair done, so I went to the mall. And well, she was looking for her dress. We got her makeup done. I got a blowout, so, you know, because we weren't going to have time to do it anywhere else. And then, so we had to actually get dressed, like change into our XRCO Awards outfits in my car. Like, it was just one of those crazy days. And the zipper of my dress broke. It broke. And so, yes, it freaking broke. So, thank goodness I did have an extra dress in my car that worked. It wasn't the dress that I wanted to wear, but, it's better than no dress at all. So, it was just, like, a fiasco before it even got started.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, and then on the way to the mall, it was, like, probably 20, 30-minute drive because of traffic. It took, like, over an hour.
You gotta love that LA traffic, though, you know?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Gosh. So your dress broke.
So that's only the beginning of the drama. I guess there was more drama, but we'll get back to that briefly. I think is our caller on the line?
Is our guest on the phone?
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello.
We're checking everything, so. Well,
okay.
Okay.
So yeah. So we are looking for the Googleicious Alex Chance.
Yeah. We'll keep talking about the award ceremony. The XRCOs is a new award show. It's industry owned event. There was no fans that were there. When we walked the red carpet, there was like red carpet. It was like a media frenzy when me and Karen hit the red carpet. And thank God we did not trip on the red carpet.
Now, yeah. I mean, I hear y'all talking and stuff, but nobody want to hear all that. We want to hear if
the drama?
Somebody came on that red carpet looking crazy. Somebody was there, showed up looking like a damn slut Barbie porn star. You know how they look. Let's
well,
be honest.
We all look like slut Barbie.
You guys talking about the stuff nobody want to talk about. We want to know, all Aaron
right, so, all right,
and
well,
Desiree, who was on that carpet looking terrible?
Well, I heard that, I guess, Brandi Aniston got naked.
Really? Damn, we left too early. Shit.
Well, I don't know if she got naked, but she was like, someone took off their pants or their underwear.
Nice.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
And
I
then some
it.
Other girl was underneath her. But, I mean, I
were
guess,
they
you know.
Filming a movie? What the hell? Girl,
I guess
we
should have stayed longer.
Yeah.
I'm kind of, yeah, I'm disappointed I didn't see it for myself. Yeah.
And then
that
I guess some porn stars were turned away that were supposed to be,
wow.
that were on the list.
Yeah, I guess because it was held at a nightclub, if you were not over 21, you were not allowed in. So,
oh,
you
God.
Know.
That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense, Karen, because AVN is held at a fucking casino.
Right.
I don't think you have to. Oh, I guess, yeah, you do have to be. I who knows?
Yeah,
I don't know
you
all
have
the
to
rules.
Be 21.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I would say, like, overall, I thought the red carpet was way less of a freaking fiasco at the XRCO than at AVN. So,
yeah,
of
course.
Actually,
yeah.
an hour. It shut down exactly at 7:30. Lights were off, and they were, like, hauling the lights to the club.
Was there anybody who was trying to get on the red carpet who couldn't get on the red carpet? Because that happens. People don't understand that happens.
No,
you know,
I don't know
that.
Because once I walked the red carpet, me and Karen, we made our rounds. But
we went
to
Ray,
I do
look,
know.
Desiree maybe. Is like, me and Karen was on a red carpet, so who gives a fuck if nobody got on?
Yeah,
oh,
who cares? Being on enough was important. Yeah, we did. We went on the red carpet, and then we just kind of went to the bar, got a drink, just socializing.
We got several drinks. We did not get just one drink. But anyway, I heard I heard all the winners that were people that sponsored the whole show.
I think that's just kind of like how it tends to be. I don't know that, you know, for they've said that about,
that's
like, every award, though.
So that means whoever won something, best cocksuck scene or whatever, or best whatever, overall whatever, you really didn't win that award. Your ass paid for the damn award. So really, you didn't win no award. You know, that's stupid. That's not fair.
Oh,
and then most of the people that were awarded an award were not even there to pick up the award.
See, uh-uh. No. No. Mm-mm. I want to. So did somebody come up on stage and say, I want to accept this anal scene award for such and such?
You know,
you accept the award
I've actually seen some girls cry when they won porno awards. Like, they're
oh,
so
God.
Touched that they cry. And I always thought that was really.
What happened?
What'd you say, Karen?
Like, when girls go.
I
don't
know what you say what I
and, like,
you said.
If they cry, they're like.
They
just,
cry.
Like, they're winning an Oscar.
Oh, my gosh. Wait a minute. Hold on, you guys. Angela, can you cue up the violin? Put it on low a little bit. Cue up the violin. We're going to reenact an award. Karen and Desiree, can you act like I won an award? Can you guys act like I won an award? Call me up on stage.
What award should we give her?
Give
yeah,
me something
like the
to
best clock sucker.
Yes.
Go
give it to me.
India Morrell. India sucks your award.
I won, y'all. Oh, God. I won. Did y'all see that? I went. Bitch, I won. I beat you, Jenna. I beat your ass, Jenna. I did it. Anyways. Okay. Get out of my face. It's my time. I want to thank this. Oh, God, I can't believe I did it.
You need some tissue?
I did it. I finally did it. I had to suck so many cocks to get here. You guys don't understand. Okay. End scene. Okay. Anyway, that's great, you guys. Yes.
Woo. Yeah.
And so I guess a lot of porn stars were on Twitter bashing
yes.
XRCO, saying that they're so unprofessional and they will never come again next year. And I guess supposedly the XRCOs were on Twitter bashing porn stars that were not showing up. Well, I mean, we all have lives. We all have other gigs. We can't all be at like a show, you know. I know some top stars that didn't even make it to AVN this past year, but I don't see AVN bashing anybody.
No, you don't want to bash people because that's not going to make them want to come out. So you're telling me the XTRO is turning into the Soul Train Awards? Because nobody show up for that show no more. Ain't nobody comes. You can't see people at the same Soul Train Awards. Ain't nobody there. Oh, my God. This is crazy, you guys. I want to say, somebody who's been in the industry a long time, I've been around for a long time, and I remember going to that same award show many times, and it's really a good show. And I don't know if it's falling apart, but I think that we should support it because I think that these people have been around a long time, and it's an important show. And I think the girls need to understand that it's a tradition within our industry. So it's something you go to. You be a part of. They're recognizing your ass. You should be happy.
Yes.
You know, come on.
Yeah.
So in defense of them, I want to say that.
So, I mean, was the award ceremony when you were in the industry, was it this crazy?
No, it was better. Actually, it was awesome. Like, I just, not to disrespect the girls we have now, but I just think that everything then was a little more, it was glamorous. Because we all came out. We went to the show. When we're being recognized, bitch, you're going to show up. You get what I'm saying? We don't think we're too busy. We're going to make time for shows like this because what else do you fucking have to do? It's a show that's a part of your industry. So, bitch, you need to check your schedule and make sure you're there. You
but
get what I'm saying?
If they're featuring somewhere, I understand what you're saying, but if they're featuring somewhere.
If you're
featuring
somewhere, take your featuring ass off of the role for one day to come to this award show. It's very important. Everybody's so off doing everything else. But these shows have been around longer than most of the talent. So you got to respect stuff that's been there.
I know. I'm
that's
sure,
like
I'm
saying,
sure
oh, we don't have time for the Oscars. We don't have time for the Grammys. You know what
I'm
saying?
But I'm sure Erica's listening in, and she's probably like, yes, India, tell my girls that they
tell
have
them.
To go to
yes.
every. Tell them they
yes.
have to go
to
every event. It's like pulling
teeth. I mean, I would definitely go if I was nominated, but, you know, and I did go, and it was cool.
No, Kim, you're not hearing what India's saying. India's saying you have to go regardless.
Regardless, because one day, next year, or whenever, you will be, and I think that it's just, that's good. When I first came in, I went, I wasn't nominated when I first came in, but I went, and then when I came back, it's just, you want to be at stuff like that. All the war shows that we have, we only have a few. We have to attend this stuff. This stuff is what we have to do. It's part of our industry. It keeps it going. And if we stop doing the tradition, it's not good. You know, that's why this shit falls apart. We got to support AVN. We have to. You know, we need that. That's our Oscars. We got to. XCRO, all of X-Biz, all of that. You bitches better make sure you guys are there next time. You busy bitches. You bitches ain't that freaking bitches. Can't stand it.
We might be bitches. I might have to be cooking, cook some kind of meal.
Yes. Yes.
Or drink some Jack. But I can drink Jack
drink
at AVN.
Oh, my gosh. Is our guest here yet, Ange? Or
yes.
Heaven, can you see the board yet? I know we're having some tough technical issues.
I heard two to four minutes.
Oh, okay. Okay, so she's not on yet. So she's late?
No, she's not on yet.
Not there. Okay.
Yeah, I'll let you know. But anyway, so back to The other point is I wanted to talk about was the Instagram. Instagram is on like ABN or XBiz saying that they changed the rules for us, which I don't see no rule changing for us.
For what?
Do you? For us posting pictures on Instagram.
Like, y'all can't post pictures?
No, we cannot. Mothers can post, like, them breastfeeding, and artists can, like, post pictures of naked
chicks, but we can't post artistic nudes. I think, yeah. It's that you can post artistic nudes, but you cannot post pornographic nudes. But my thing is, that's very subjective to where what is pornographic and what is artistic, because something that like one person looks at and thinks of, oh, that's like art, another person is like, that's trash.
Oh,
so
Karen, that is not true. You know damn well what's pornographic. You see those low budget hoes on Twitter and Instagram. I'm not gonna name some of these porn stars.
Some of those black girls,
you know damn well they be on there showing all their stuff for nothing. You're not even getting paid for all that. Showing, opening it up and everything. Nobody wants to see all that.
We're not talking about the regular girls. We're talking about the industry girls.
That's what I'm talking about. The low-budget girls on there showing all their stuff, and you're not even at a porn shoot. Like, you should be ashamed of yourself. Nobody want to see all that. And then you got 5 followers. How you going to have 5 followers in here butt naked on here? You should have a whole lot of followers. If I'm butt naked, you best believe I'm have more than 1,000, right? You got 5 followers.
But, I mean, I get flagged a lot when even if I have, like, me covering my boobs with even my arm.
Thank you. That's all we want to see. Who said that? Was that Desiree?
Yeah.
Desiree, do not show all your boobs. Just cover your boobs. Cover it. Give them something to play with. Nobody want to see all the stuff. Let them go buy your videos for that. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, be tasteful.
Yeah, exactly. Don't go showing everything. Karen, she's sitting there with her legs like in the air or one of your pictures. It looks real cute. That's what I'm saying. Don't go in there showing all your stuff.
Karen's also known for a nipple slip. Every picture she's
right.
in,
yeah.
she looks, a nipple is even slipping out.
Even some of my SRCO pictures, I notice my nipple is half out. That is
oh,
not
God.
I try to keep them in as much as I can, and they just, like, do not want to stay in. So,
Karen, you know you're not going to get them. They're not going to talk about it tomorrow on TMZ because we're porn stars because your boobs are out, okay?
I know.
Oh,
well,
God.
I figure no one's going to be offended, but I do try and keep them in there. It just doesn't always work. I guess any
you have a picture of that with your boobs out at the show?
If you look at the show. It's like a half nip slip. It's not like I actually was looking through the pictures, and in one of them, like one of my boobs, the nipple is half out. I was like, oh, nice.
Oh, my gosh.
I would love to see that one.
I'll send you my number.
With me, you and Rob Piper, your nipple was out.
Yeah. That was one of them. I think there was a few that I was like, oh, there's the nip slip.
You got to watch those nipples. Karen, you can't just let the nipples just run out. You gotta make sure they.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Honestly, the dress that I wanted to wear that the zipper broke, it did cover my boobs much better.
Oh God. I would love to see that picture. Send it to me when you can.
I'll find it right now.
Stand by.
Oh, my gosh, that's so funny.
Oh, yes, God.
That nipple slip. And even in ABN, I'm looking back at the ABN pictures, and you had, like, a lot of nip slips.
Yeah.
I think she's doing it on purpose. It's just my idea. I think so. Kind of weird. Who does that all the time? That's weird.
I mean,
Karen,
I get
you're doing
it
on purpose.
A while, but not every other picture.
Karen likes her half nipple to show y'all. It just her.
Yeah, she wants it for you to see her aorta.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
you guys are on.
I'm going to look at them tonight.
I sent it to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Desiree. I'll look at that after the show when I'm testing myself.
So, let's move forward. I guess we had a couple questions for people. One question is for you, India.
Really? I got a question?
Yeah, you got a question.
Oh, India.
Aren't you excited?
I'm excited. Go, India.
I'm excited too. I can't wait to hear it.
So this guy wanted to know when you're coming to Europe and what countries are you coming to?
When he sent me my plane ticket. No, just playing. Actually, my sister, she's from Europe. She's visiting me in July, and then she wants me to come and visit her. So, that said, I'm probably going to be that way after the fall, right before Alien.
Where are you going?
Yeah.
London. We're going to do Paris.
Nice.
And one more place. I'm not sure. So,
Italy?
I don't know where he's at. I'm not sure where he's at. I know who you're talking
Ladies,
about.
Ladies, our guest is on the line.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome
to
the
show, Alex.
Guys, I can't hear you. You're talking over each other.
Sorry. That's what happens when you're on a live radio show. So, so tell us about yourself. Tell us where your fans can find you and.
Well,
tell us about Alex Chance.
All right. Let's see. Well, I've been in the industry almost 4 years. I have a website launching by May 1st, the Cherry Pimps Network. It's alexchance.xxx.com. Right now you can sign up for the email list that will let you know and give you some special offers for when it does launch. Let's see. You can find me on Twitter, at alexchance.xxx. Check out my recent releases, Shirt and Tie Lesbians 2 through Philly Films, and A Girl's POV, Sex Tape Lesbians through Girlsway Network / Girlfriend Films.
Nice. I love Girlfriend Films.
Okay.
Oh, that's awesome. So you have a lot of promotions. You have a lot of things coming up. So you were just at the XRCOs. Tell us about your experience.
I was just there. I was nominated for Unsung Siren. Unfortunately, I didn't win, but I was nominated for all three award shows this year. So that's all that matters.
You didn't want to take that award anyway. Nobody wanted to be the Unsung Siren. You know what that means, right? That means people didn't recognize you, but they recognized you. You don't want that award anyway. You're going to get a better one next year. You don't want that one. Trust me. So, you're good.
I like to look at things more on the positive side than the negative
side. I'm positive,
of things,
but I'm telling
you.
You
know, it's all up to how you look at it.
Okay. I've been in the industry since 99, and I'm telling you, you don't want that war. You're going to get a better one, so don't even worry about it. Next year's going to be even bigger. Yeah.
So, I have a question for you, or Karen has a question for you. Karen, you have a question for Alex?
Sure. I just wanted to...
Hello?
I've gotten to know you.
I'm here.
Did Karen fall? What the hell?
No, can you guys hear me?
Did you fall?
Did I fall?
What?
No.
Go. Answer a question, Karen.
I was like, what the hell? What's going on? You guys are confusing me. No, I just wanted to find out, how did you get into the industry?
What?
How did you get into the industry?
I had a friend whose wife was a contract girl for SCORE in Florida, and he thought I'd be a good fit for them. So he took some cell phone pictures of me, sent them in. I ended up doing my first two boy-girl shoots down there, and then I found an agent on Twitter and went down to Miami a second time, then I moved to L.A.
Right on.
That's awesome. So what did you say at In the beginning, I couldn't hear you. It was cutting off on my end.
My friend's wife was Renee Ross, and she was a contract girl for Score, the company, in Florida. Amy
yeah,
thought
I
would be
Score. I've shot for Score.
So he sent them some cell phone pictures of me, and then...
Oh, wow.
There.
That's awesome. So did you say white? Your white friend?
No.
She said her friend has...
My friend's wife.
Oh, I'm sorry. The connection here is like, I was like, what? Wow.
She said wife.
Wife, not white.
Right. Okay, since you guys have your questions, I have my questions. I have my questions. My questions are from the streets, okay? And we have to ask our little cute little professional questions, but the streets want to know the real questions, okay? The streets, I have a few for you. So, you know, and we ask all of our guests the same thing. My question
mm-hmm.
is from some random person. They want to know, do you do interracial?
If you Googled me, you'd know that I do.
Well, they're not, this is random people, so they can know you or not know you. So this is, I don't know. That's the question. So I don't know if that's what you want to say.
Yes. I do interracial. I've done interracial for the past 3 years.
Okay. So she answered your question. Okay. And the next question is, would you be in a relationship with another porn star, or would you date somebody within the porn industry, like a director, anything like that?
I have dated people in porn before. My current boyfriend works behind the camera, and we've been together for over 2 years.
Okay. All right. Go ahead, Desiree.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done.
Okay. So I have a question for you. Well, this female said that she worked with you on Playboy Radio.
Uh-huh.
Who?
She's not mentioning any names, but she said that you were very rude to her, and she wants an apology.
Well, if I don't know who she is and I don't know what I
did,
what's
her
then
name?
I can't apologize.
Don't beat around the bush. Tell her the name. Who said it? Who said it? Because then she'll know who to address. Who said it?
No, she didn't mention her name, but she.
Okay.
The girl was
I've been on Playboy Radio many times.
Right, but I guess everyone was on set, and I guess Alex supposedly told the girl to get the fuck up when there was, like, multiple chairs.
Oh, wow. Alex, are you that rude like that? I hope you ain't
that
rude. That
doesn't sound like something I would do, and honestly, if you don't tell me who it is and what thing it was,
mm-hmm.
then I have absolutely
no
idea. Do you have any, I've been on a lot of sets specifically for that as well, and it doesn't sound like something I would do.
Right.
So, again,
well,
it's
you
kinda
come
kind
off
of
a little
pointless.
Bitchy, though, Alex. You come off a little bitchy now, let's be honest. You come off a little bitchy, I'm just saying, hey. It is kind of bitchy.
Honestly, with the line of questioning you're doing, I don't think
okay.
it sounds very respectful towards me, so I'm going to go ahead and end this interview, but I do really appreciate
well,
you guys
get off
having
the
me on.
Baby,
thank
you,
you so much.
On me anyway. Cut off.
Wow.
You was late anyway, bitch. Don't come here. Don't come for me. Cut off. Bye. Bye. See you later. Go to another party. Ain't nobody asked you to come. Girl, bye. Don't even come. Don't come for me. Because I'll come for you, and you ain't going to like when I come for you. You brought your ass into the show late, and then you want to call in and act like you was, like, supposed you was on time. You was late, bitch. Next. Don't start with me. Fucking direct us in a damn bathroom. Bitch, get out of here. Don't even come at me like that. Don't start. Go to break. I'm about to tear this bitch in half. I will destroy you. I'm the Wicked Witch of the West. Don't play with me. You don't want this. Anyways, her career will be over tonight. Bye. Go to break. I'm done. She done pissed me off, y'all. Go to break. This bitch fucking people in the bathroom. Bye. Go to break. Somebody go to break because I'm keep talking. Hello? Go to break. Nobody wants to go to break? Okay. That bitch came on with an attitude. Y'all know she came.
came on with an attitude. Y'all heard her with attitude, Karen. She came on with an attitude. She going to tell me to Google her. Bitch, I don't need to Google you because I never heard of you. I don't even heard of you. You a fucking porn no star. Porn no star. Get the fuck out of here. Go to break because I'm going to keep on. Go ahead.
Keep going.
Desiree.
Keep
I'm going to stop. Go ahead. Let me stop. Let me calm down. Let me go count to 10. Hold on. Let me go pray.
All right, I quit. You go pray. Let me regroup myself. Oh, my God. I couldn't even ask my other question. But I wanted to ask if the rumor was true, but you already blurted it out, India.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. They're all gonna laugh at you. Bitch, get off the phone. Fuck you.
Oh
my
God. India, what did you say that pissed her off?
I don't know what I said. I said you do come off a little bitchy. She did. She was like, what? What are you? Then she gonna tell me to Google her. What? You don't have to fucking. Bitch, do you know who I am? Bitch. Do you have a pussy made of you? Bitch, do you have a dog made of you? Have you been on the cover of fucking ABN? Bitch, get the fuck out of here. You don't know who I am. You Google me, bitch. Anyway. Did you sell a lot of DVDs? Were you on the Snoop Dogg cover? Bitch, get the fuck out of here. Anyway.
She's in the doggy dog world.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Bitch, when you sell what I sold, then you come for me and you tell me what you done. Bitch, go cash that check. Who the hell you think you are talking to me? Anyways. See? They gonna learn. True front to back, you guys, right here on Dollhouse Radio. Okay, anyways. Karen, are you there?
I am. I'm still here. I'm here. I'm just listening. I'm just listening.
Did you pee your pants?
No, I did not.
Girl, but I really thought she was being rude. She came in late. She was rude. And she basically, when I asked her the question, she said, Google me. That's rude. You don't even tell a fan that. You don't say, just Google me. They would know. That tells you somebody who's not huge in the industry, because girls that are professional, they're not going to just talk anyway. They're very careful with their words because they want people to like them. Bitch, you're unlikable. That's like a B-list girl. You have B-list, C-list, D-list porn stars. She's really a D-list porn star. Let's be honest. I never heard of her. So, sorry, you're not on my radar, boo.
Well, she gets a lot of work by following.
Well, I don't give a fuck if she get a lot of work. She get a lot of work. It's probably under the table work. Nobody cares. You're not on no boxer. Is she on the boxer with 30 other girls? Nobody give a fuck. But you're not doing no big stuff. You working for Wicked? Are you working for Vivid? Bitch, nobody's seen you before. Get the fuck out of here.
Well, supposedly, I don't know. I couldn't ask her if the rumor was true. You know how California people talk. But there's a rumor that she follows directors in the bathroom to get work.
Exactly. Bitch, I never had to fuck nobody to get work. If I fucked you, it's because I wanted to fuck you and I already had the work. Nobody has to. Who fucks to get work in the porn industry? Bitch, you a porn star. What the hell? What the hell? Anyway. Okay, I'm sorry. Back to the night spot, girls. Sorry.
That's okay.
No,
yeah.
That's,
so how's the
awesome.
Weather in California?
What? What'd you say?
How's the weather in California?
I'm not in California.
It's nice, though, but I'm not in California.
Okay, well, you can act like you. Well, how's the weather where you at?
Oh, it's nice. My allergies are killing me. It's great.
Oh,
you know.
Great. That's crazy.
Oh,
yeah, so, are we going to wrap up the show or we keep going?
Yeah, we have 2 more minutes, so we're going to be wrapping up the show. If you guys want to say, like, your last words or whatever you want to say, I apologize. I'm very outspoken, and I can't be fake, you guys, and I'm sorry if I offend
you. Well, you are
death.
Not boring.
Okay.
No,
okay.
Definitely not
sorry,
boring.
Guys. Okay.
No,
sorry.
Don't be
sorry. I didn't mean to embarrass you guys. You can't take me anywhere.
No, it's fine. It's
okay.
Fine. It's fine.
Okay.
So
great. Well, we fucking love you guys, and we're sorry that it took so long for us to come on. But next week, make sure you guys come at the same time, 11:30 p.m. Karen and Desiree will be here, two front to back. Make sure you guys tune in. It's a fucking great show. Go ahead, you guys.
We'll
whatever
you
want.
Awesome. We'll get to your questions next time.
Yeah, we'll get to the questions and the fan shout out next week. Sorry, guys. You know,
technical difficulties.
And it ran over, but we did answer one fan's question, so you know he'll be happy to hear about
week.
India.
She would have been offended if Howard Stern would have cussed her ass out and told her to get naked. So how you going to be offended if I say something stupid? Get the hell out of here. We about to go, y'all. We'll see y'all next week.
She wouldn't have naked on Howard Stern.
Dumb bitch.